Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson signed Wisconsin's family medical leave law in 1987, about 6 years before President Bill Clinton would sign the federal Family Medical Leave Act. The laws are similar, but there are several places where they don't line up. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says that makes compliance burdensome for employers, especially multi-state companies. WMC says it wants to federalize Wisconsin's law to reduce red tape. Critics say that essentially means taking rights away from Wisconsin families.
The unpaid time that we do have is something we absolutely can't take away.
Dana Schultz heads the group 9 to 5 Wisconsin. She says what's important to know is that in every instance where Wisconsin's law is more generous to workers than federal law, the state law stands. For example, state law specifically allows for leave to care for domestic partners or in-laws, while the federal law does not. Workers can also use any accrued paid or unpaid leave, and people don't have to work for as long before they qualify for leave. Schultz says Wisconsin's law has worked well for 25 years.
And it's ludicrous to say all of a sudden this is a barrier to businesses when it feels like they're just grabbing for more things that they want to take away.
WMC declined to comment for this story, saying it first needed to see which changes state lawmakers decide they want to pursue. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.